This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A Washington State man is in Ottawa today. His 10-year effort to reinstate recognition for his tribe in Canada has made it all the way to the nation's highest court. Emily Schwing has more.
In 1956, Canada's federal government officially declared the Sinaixt tribe extinct after the last member of the tribe there passed away. But thousands of Sinaixt descendants still reside on the reservation of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville in Washington state. That includes Rick Desitel. In 2010, Desitel hunted illegally for a ceremonial elk on the Sinaixt traditional hunting grounds in Canada. He was acquitted of charges related to that hunt in British Columbia in 2016 and again by the Provincial Court of Appeal in Vancouver the following year. Supreme Court Justice Malcolm Rowe summed up what's at the heart of Desitel's case.
Isn't it as simple what the BC Court of Appeal said is those communities and nations who were encountered by Europeans at contact had rights. And those who are the successors in what is now Canada, in a sense, the rights flow through to them. And whether they're on one side of the border or on the other side of the border, they hold the right.
Canada's Supreme Court is expected to reserve a final judgment on the case for several months. For National Native News, I'm Emily Schwing.
Students from Havasupai Elementary in Arizona recently won a settlement against the federal government. Emma Gibson reports there's broader impact.
This settlement addresses a portion of a lawsuit that says that the Bureau of Indian Education didn't provide the elementary students with disabilities the education they needed, and what the students argued federal law outlines. Alexis De La Cruz, the student's lead attorney, says now BIE schools have to fully educate and support students with disabilities while providing opportunities for people to voice complaints.
For the first time ever, the BIE has a policy in place addressing their obligations to students with disabilities under Section 504.
For the next couple years, a third party will check in on the school to make sure it's providing equal access to education. The students and other plaintiffs lost a different part of the suit, which claimed the BIE failed students in basic education, too. They plan to appeal the ruling. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
In Native Vote News, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris are meeting with tribal leaders Thursday during a visit to Arizona. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez is among leaders. Nez spoke with Arizona Family Television early Thursday morning ahead of the meeting to discuss some of the tribe's needs, such as broadband, water, and infrastructure. A Biden-Harris bus tour stopped on the Navajo Nation Wednesday, although the reservation and residents are under strict COVID-19 orders. The Navajo Nation's top leaders are a split ticket, as Vice President Myron Leiser is an outspoken Trump supporter and has endorsed his reelection campaign. First Alaskans Institute is gearing up for its 2020 Elders and Youth Conference. The annual event kicks off Sunday with a virtual platform due to COVID-19 health and safety concerns. Carla Booth is with First Alaskans Institute.
We're supporting the transference of traditional knowledge between our generations. And I certainly hope that our participants this year understand that this type of learning and transference can still take place in the virtual world.
The four-day event will feature keynote speakers, workshops, and community halls. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by AARP, fighting to protect 50-plus voters, making sure they're heard on issues like Social Security and Medicare, prescription drug prices, and ensuring that 50-plus Americans can vote safely from home or in person. More information at aarp.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.